You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. I'm Rachel Lewis Hilburn. Two Republicans and two Democrats of the eight candidates for New Hanover County's Board of Education join us today, competing for four open seats which carry four-year terms. You can ask your own question of our candidates on this Wednesday by sending an email to coastline@whqr.org or calling us on this Wednesday at 910-343-1138. What issues do you want the Board of Education to consider in the coming years? Joining me now, Don Hayes, a Republican, has been on the board since 1994, a total of 24 years. He has served as chairman of the board five times, and he is a former New Hanover County teacher and assistant principal. Before earning his degrees, including a Master of Education from UNCW, he served two tours in Vietnam. Don Hayes, welcome to Coastline.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the opportunity to be here.
You said before we came on the air that it was those two tours in Vietnam that motivated you to go back to school. Tell us about
that. Well, service has always been very important to my family, and I grew up here, graduated from New Hanover High School, and not a very serious student when I first attended what was then Wilmington College. And not doing well academically, so like I say, service has always been important. And my father and my two older brothers had served in the military, so I left school, not reluctantly, and went in the military. And if you read my bio today on the school board page, you will see that I say on there that the best four-year degree that I ever received was my 4 years in the military. It not that I was that rowdy or whatever, but I just lacked a little discipline in certain areas and not properly motivated. So when I left the military, which in a sense was a mistake because I enjoyed it, but I decided I'd go where the money was. I've always had this thing about history and I love it. So I decided, like I said, to go where the money was and become a history teacher.
Okay. A little bit of sarcasm there. Well, let's start with that then.
Okay.
What to do about teacher pay in this state? It's still an issue. The state, of course, has worked on it. There's a new Hanover County supplement. Is there more to be done?
Oh, yes. I think that we can certainly move upward. When you look at other states and so forth, what we have tried to do locally is with our local supplement to increase that as best we can. And then also talk with our legislators about teacher pay and so forth. Particularly, well, they started at one end. We also want to see the other end. Well, we want to see it all addressed. But particularly, though, the veteran teachers that really did not receive what I think they should have when they were working on this. So we're constantly talking and so forth, but we do what we can locally and then stress to our legislators to help on the other end.
Of course, you are in the midst now of redrawing maps for the public school system to ease overcrowding, and we've seen proposed middle and high school maps. The Star News reports that would move about 9% of high schoolers, 12% of middle schoolers. And they also point out that a couple of middle schools would see their free and reduced lunch numbers decrease slightly, but three middle schools would take on more low-income students, growing Trask's FRL population to 45%, Williston's to 64%. How would you evaluate that outcome?
Well, I think that you talk about overall or just the high schools, middle schools, or because what I've always been a very strong proponent of choice. I think the more choice that we can provide parents, I think that the happier they are, really, and the more pleased they are with the public school system. We're doing that on the high school level through programs that each high school has that the others do not. There are a lot of things that are common, but then there are things that are uncommon, such as the Lyceum program at New Hanover, marine science down at Ashley, and so forth. So we're hoping that by allowing choices into those programs, that will help distribute students and so forth. Now, on the middle school level, what is so desperate there was the overcrowding that was at Laney, which we're looking long range because we do look long range, regardless of what some people think we do, and we're required by the state every 5 years to submit a plan to the state. And what we're looking at to relieve the overcrowding on that level in the future is where Trask is. Laney was the most overcrowded. to move to build a new middle school. Are you familiar with Sidbury Road, the church that was The Rock, which will now be C-Tech High School? We have a lot of land there. So we would have the land there to build another middle school at that end of the county, and then Trask could then become a ninth grade center, so to speak, for Laney High School, which is what we had when I started teaching here years ago. We had ninth grade centers. So as far as the free and reduced lunch numbers, some schools are going up because they're lower now. Those that are higher now, actually, of course, nothing is set in stone yet.
Well, Williston is increasing to 64%, which is...
But I think actually overall they're going to go down.
Okay, that's not what I understood, but
okay.
Fair enough.
Yeah, well, that's my understanding, because like I say, none of this is set in stone yet, but the numbers there, because they are higher now, but that is supposed to go down because there are different maps, and we haven't really decided. And once everything settles down from the hurricane, then that we'll go back to address that.
What outcome do you want to promise people who vote for you on these redistricting maps? I mean, what's the most important element of this?
Well, as you stated, I've been on the board for a while. When I first got on the board, students in Creekwood, for example, elementary-wise, because I used to go help with the cookouts, the barbecues, all this stuff that they did, the children in Creekwood were bused to Holly Tree, Winter Park Elementary School, and Murrayville Elementary School. And I never will forget one night at a meeting, a black parent from Creekwood came up to me, took me by the arm. She said, "Ms. Hayes," she said, "if you let my boy go to that school down the street there," and she was pointing at Freeman, she said, "if you let my boy go to that school, I can be involved in his education. I can go to PTA meetings. I can do all this stuff because I don't have a car. I have no transportation." She said, "but if you send him way out to Murrayville, I have no way to take part in his education." Well, that made an impression on me. I try through choice allow children to attend the school nearest their home or other schools if they so desire. We have kids from all over the county going to the Lyceum program, for example, over at New Hanover.
You're a supporter of neighborhood schools.
Yes.
Would that be fair to say?
Right. Yeah, that would be fair.
Okay. You talk about choice. Just this week, we learned that 35 new charter schools want to open in North Carolina, including two new schools in the Cape Fear region by 2020, one proposed for Pender County, the other a Wilmington School of the Arts. Supporters of charter schools say they provide more choice to parents. Opponents say they take money from traditional public schools and also create more segregation. Where do you stand on that issue?
Well, here again, believing in choice, I remember when they had the cap of 100 charter schools in the whole state. Once that was lifted, I guess the way I look at charter schools is that I think the growth in charter schools has been because I think public schools overall have been a little slow in reacting to parental concerns because, you know, you pay taxes. Of course, charter schools are public schools. Most parents want their children in the public schools, and there are a lot of very good charter schools. There are some that are not so good, just like public schools. Some are better than others. I think my focus has been to work on making the public schools such that that's where the parent wants their child. But as far as if a parent elects to a charter school, then I think that's the parent's decision. But I want them to be in the public schools, and that's what I work towards.
You signed a resolution, I think this was a couple of years ago, promising to increase diversity in the schools. Specific actions mentioned in that document were the opening of the new CTE high school and developing a student diversity plan. Where is that student diversity plan now, and will that come into play as redistricting continues to unfold?
Well, with the different things that that we have considered, you know, this year we're working with UNCW, you know, the lab school at what was Virgo, because we tried different things there to try and attract, whether it be magnet schools or whatever, to attract children into certain schools. We still continue those programs, and here again, I just think by choice, you know, whether if you've got a program in a school and parents want their children there, then I think that would help in that area. Other than that, unless you, like when I first started teaching here back in the 70s, every school had to reflect the racial makeup of the community, which was roughly, say, 70-30. So Williston, for example, if there were 1,000 children there, 700 needed to be white, 300 needed to be black, so you had a lot of busing. They've gotten away from that, and it has created some imbalance. But I would also like to say that if you look at funding, that we know there are greater needs in certain schools versus other schools. And if you take some of the higher need schools, they receive a lot more money than the lower need schools. For example, if the average is, say, $9,000 per child, this school might receive $13,000 per child. This school might receive $7,000 per child based upon the need. We try to have smaller class sizes. We pay the teachers in these schools extra money. We try to do those things to address the needs because we know the needs are greater.
And just briefly, if more money is going to some of those higher need schools, are we then seeing a correlation in performance improvement at those schools or not?
I'd say yes overall, but I think it could certainly be better. Also, I would like to just stress that having been in the Far East for a number of years, Japan, Thailand, Vietnam, Philippines, whatever, I would also like to comment about the view of education in our country versus the view, the responsibility where it rests. I think we've got to accept more responsibility on the student level and the home level and not necessarily just the teacher level.
Fair enough. Don Hayes, thanks for taking the time to share your views with us today.
Thank you. Enjoyed it.